Joining me now on today's edition of the Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports is Mason Zajac. And Mason, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Let's introduce the folks that are listening to the Zajac family. Who's all involved in the Zajac household?
I'm from a family of three. So my brother, Jesse Zajac, he's came through Piers, wrestled.
Might have seen him once or twice around.
Yep. And then I have a sister, Olivia, too.
Okay. And your parents?
Barb and Dennis Zajac.
Okay. Well, Mason, your senior year here, can you believe that this time has finally got here? Does it seem like just a blink of an eye ago that you were maybe 7th and 8th grade and kind of looking around saying, what have I got myself into here?
Yeah, for sure. Now it seems like everything's going so fast and I got to figure out what I'm going to like be doing for college. And
what part is going by the fastest for you, do you think?
Let's see here. Basically, just I don't know, like all the friendships seem to be going by fast. Like pretty soon we're going to be meeting new people and
yeah. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that you're involved in, Mason. Obviously, very busy on the athletic part of things. You were part of the state championship football team. Talk about that whole experience, what it was like with Coach Sayre taking over from Coach Polkamp, that transition, and just that fabulous run that the guys went on this year.
Yeah, no, it was really, really cool. Sayre's a great coach. You know, we had some close games, and there's some nail-biters that are fun to watch, and it was sweet to get the job done.
When you were sitting there and a lot of the games during the regular season really weren't that close, you know, a lot of 50-6 type of games, but boy, you get down there and to U.S. Bank Stadium, the old heart rate had to really go up when you're playing the Jackson County and the Dassel-Cacado in the semis and the finals. How exciting was that just to be down on that field and just kind of, did you catch yourself looking around and say, look where we are and look what we're doing?
Yeah, it was a big accomplishment. It was really cool to be stepping on the Vikings field with, like, you know, all these Vikings players have been on this field, and then being able to be in that opportunity playing these tougher teams and being able to just knock them off.
And have you talked with Jesse? I know Jesse was a big part of the football program during his days here. Do you kind of share some memories about what it was like, and do you know a little bit of his history? You know, there's quite a bit of a gap between yourself and your older brother.
Yeah, actually, we have that tape left of that film.
When he sacked the kid from Esco.
Yeah, and then also he got a fumble recovery.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So
yep. He was a legend, and would it surprise you that he was number 33, I think, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
I'm good with numbers that way. You decided to go out for wrestling this year, and Jesse's obviously part of that program. You were in the basketball program. You went to wrestling. What prompted that change for you? Was it a lot of just, you know, hey, I can see some varsity time here, maybe not so much in basketball? Or what was the decision there, Mason?
Yeah, so I knew I was going to get, like, some time in basketball.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a team game, and it's fun. But, like, for me, what I was thinking is, okay, I can have an opportunity to work hard, get all this time myself, basically, and work hard for it and go show what I can do in 1 year just by switching over from basketball to wrestling. My brother kind of promoted me to come out too.
Yeah.
And I know we were a little thinner at wrestling too, so I know I'd get a good chance I could get a spot and a role within that.
What has that been like this year, having to deal with a numbers issue on the roster? People say, geez, you know, Piers isn't very good in wrestling. Well, that's not really the case. The guys that are out there are actually doing very well.
Oh, yeah. We got really good.
Yeah.
We have some very good guys out there, like Tanner and Trevor, for instance. Yeah. They're just wrecking
people. Exactly, yeah. Right.
And Jake LeBlanc, he pinned, like, the seventh-ranked kid the other day. And, yeah. So, like, we have, like, 5-4 fits.
Yeah.
So that's 30 points automatically.
Right.
When we wrestled Sartell, they beat us by 11 points.
Right.
And with those forfeits, if we have a couple more guys in those spots,
right,
we win that duel. So, yeah.
What have you learned from wrestling? What has it taught you as an individual, just as far as the mental makeup and what it takes to get on the mat when it's you and it's nobody else?
Yeah, it's a mental game.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there and you lose a couple and you go, oh, man, I got to win this one. But, I mean, that's why it's nice to have, like, Coach Toops, my brother, Evan. Yep. They're really supportive. They always get you back going.
Who's your partner in the wrestling room? Who do you roll around with?
Brandon Schlegel.
Okay.
And
he's having a good year, too.
Yeah, he's having a very good year. He just took second at St. Croix Lutheran in that tournament there. And, yeah, everything's just...
Are you planning on doing anything athletic-wise? Are you in track?
I am in track.
Okay, what events? You're a hurdler or a sprinter?
I'm a long distance.
Long distance so runner. Okay.
800, 4x8, and I'll do the occasional 400 once in a while.
That's another type of thing that takes a little mental, when you're out there grinding, it's not just a 100-meter dash sprint. I mean, there's a mental aspect to those long distance running events too, isn't there?
Yeah. So just setting your pace and making sure you can handle your mental capacity of how fast you want to go, and then push yourself at the end when your body tells you, I can do this.
Right. It's not that long ago that the boys track program was kind of down in numbers too, but that has really built up. And now with the true team getting moved back down, I mean, there's high hopes, I think, especially for the boys program here this spring.
Oh, yeah. We should really make a push this spring.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
We got Matthias Carter.
Yeah.
Quite a few seniors. We got Cole,
Jaden
Hennon for distance, and and we got some younger guys like Mason Rock, Ethan Creek. So it should be
depth helps.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about things that aren't involving athletics here, Mason. Some of the classroom stuff that you're involved in. What does a typical day in the Mason's Ajax life look like in a classroom? What's your day start and end with?
I start with symphonic band or just band. Some mornings, like Tuesdays and Fridays, we have jazz band.
Okay.
So that goes from 7:20 to just when school starts, and then I'll have my band. Then I go up to body conditioning, and then I hit into third hour, I have... Oh, yeah, academic tutor with Mr. Poland, so I help with the younger kids there.
Okay.
And then I also have fourth hour. I have 3D printing and design, so I get to work with, 3D objects.
Is that Mr. Teske?
Yep, create those objects and design them and 3D print them. And then I just went into, a small gas engines class fifth hour, just so I can kind of learn to do those
everyday
types of skills.
Right, everyday stuff. What instrument are you involved in the band? What department or woodwind,
brass,
percussion?
I play the trombone.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you in any small groups, quartets or brass ensembles or anything like that?
Yeah, we do those for contests. We have our little brass groups. I know one year it was me, Simon, and Zach Stevens, so yeah.
How do you... kids today just are amazing with all the things they have on their plate. How do you divvy up your time? What's the hardest thing about time management for a senior?
I don't know. You just got to kind of plan things out, how you're going
to
do things.
Prioritize things, like I need to get this done for tomorrow type things.
Yep.
Are you a planner ahead, or are you like me and a procrastinator and put it off to the last minute until you absolutely have to do something to get it done?
A little bit of both, I actually want to say, because sometimes I'll just go, well, this is due this day, so I have this I have to get done here, so I'm going to plan to do this today, do this tomorrow, and then eventually just plan everything through my whole day.
Some of the other programs you're involved in are the EPIC program, Peer Helpers. Talk about the satisfaction it's got to be working with young or new students here and just kind of being a mentor to them.
Yeah, it's a good feeling being able to help, Miss Keith runs and Billy Joe Kim and run Peer Help It in EPIC. So it's always nice to have people like them. If they ask you, can you go work with a kid today? Mm-hmm. I'll be like, yeah, I can go work with that kid. And just,
what type of things do you work with? Is it just like you sit and read with them, or you just kind of have general conversations? Maybe they can open up to you, maybe they're being bullied. Do you talk to them about that, or, what's happening in your life here? And
yeah, so a lot of
big brother type thing?
Yeah, a lot of it's struggling with their homework. Mm-hmm. If they're kind of putting it off, procrastinating, then you just basically say, hey, can I help you here?
Right.
Can I help you?
Is there a reason why you're not doing, is there something you don't understand I can help you with?
Yep. Yeah.
Great idea. It's a great programs here. What are you looking for as post-high school? Are you got any plans? Are you looking at schools? Are you looking at employment? Are you looking at a certain field?
Well, I plan to go to CLC.
Okay.
And I'm thinking nursing or surgical tech assistant. I think that's kind of something I want to do, or maybe even work with like little kids, because I always have nieces and nephews, and I do enjoy spending time with them and just seeing what, you know, just helping them out as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great field. The world, I don't think, can ever have enough of quality medical people, and what a fabulous field that would be. Anything specific you're looking forward to that you haven't experienced yet in high school? You say, you know, I know how fast this is going, but, you know, we've got a limited amount of time left. Let's make the most of it, type of thing.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just cherishing your friends for this last few little bit, because I know I talk to my brother and sister in general.
Yeah.
You don't see the people like you used to.
Right.
And
you'll meet a whole new group of friends. And But these people will be friends the rest of your life. You know, you're going to have reunions and so on.
Yep.
Does Mason Zajac have a hidden talent or something that nobody really knows about? Or tell me something about Mason that might surprise Rick Grammond or maybe the listeners that they don't know. Or is there, what type of music? Or, you know, are you a gamer? Or what type of things keep you occupied when you're not involved with a school activity?
I like to fish quite a bit. Hunting, too. And then I always like to play, like, Madden.
You're a Madden guy.
Huh? I'm a Madden guy. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Again, just have a great rest of the senior year, and thanks for joining us here, Mason.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, that's Mason Zajac. He's been our latest interview here on the Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports.